You know, over in the book of Acts, around chapter 16, beginning down around verse 31, there's a story of a Philippian jailer. And this is a fellow who fell down on his face trembling before Paul and Silas, and he asked a very serious question. He said, "What must I do to be saved?" That's a very important question. And they simply told him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, what they told him. That almost sounds too simple, but the difficult part is getting that fella to the point, getting a man, getting yourself to the point where you understand that you need a Savior, and secondly, that Jesus Christ is that Savior. First of all, the Bible says in Romans 3:10 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says that we're all a mess. It said there's none righteous, no, not one. And that includes you and it includes me. And once you understand that, it'll give you a better hope of finding the Savior by understanding that you need one. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." That's Romans 6:23. It said the wages of sin is death. So someone has to die to pay for your sin debt. Wages is what you earn. And when we sin, what we have earned is death. For the wages of sin is death. Now the option is that you can pay for your sins yourself through your death. And then the Bible says that death and hell is cast into the lake of fire. I didn't want to do that. But I found that there's another way, there's another death that has also paid for my sins if I just accept that payment. And that's the death of my Savior, Jesus Christ. I can trust in His death as my payment and He becoming my substitute on Calvary's cross. That's the simplicity of Christ, trusting in Jesus Christ for your salvation. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death," but the last half of that verse says, "But," that's a word of contrast, "but the gift of God is eternal life." Did you notice that word gift? You don't earn a gift. It's either a gift or it's not a gift. If you had to earn it, it would not be a gift. Now, that verse is backed up over in the book of Ephesians, where Paul told the Ephesians, said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." There it is again, that word gift. You have a giver, Jesus Christ, and you have a receiver, and that's whosoever will. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That means that you don't get to heaven by earning it. You don't get to heaven by being good or going to church or joining the lodge or being kind to animals. You go to heaven by trusting in Jesus Christ. And those things are good things that I mentioned. They just do not get you to heaven. Only Jesus Christ and His sacrificial work can get you to heaven. And you must appropriate that. You must receive it. You must believe on Him, in Him. The word "in" means by way of or through. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word "on" means to rest for support. So your reliance for salvation must be in Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says, and this is what did it for me, it says, "But God commendeth His love toward us." That means it's in our direction. It's toward you right now. "God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." That verse just stated that Jesus Christ will accept you for salvation just exactly like you are. Isn't that something? No matter what baggage you have, the Bible says God commendeth His love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's an amazing thing. A fellow comes to himself. He agrees with God that he's got a sin problem. The Bible says, how shall two walk together except, how can two walk together except they be agreed? So if you agree with God that you've got a sin problem, then you're a prime candidate for salvation, because the Lord came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Notice it don't say that you might be, or perhaps, or maybe. It says if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You have God's word on it, a God who is holy and cannot lie. The Bible says God is faithful and cannot deny himself. He has to do what he told you that he would do based upon his own holiness. What a wonderful anchor to tie to tonight, the fact that God will save you if you will let him save you. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's that word shall again. That's God's simple plan of salvation. You want to go to heaven, then you trust Jesus Christ. You want to get saved. In order to do that, you've got to understand that you need a Savior, that you're a sinner. He came to seek and to save sinners. If you come to that point, just reach out by faith, the best way you know how. Here's the prayer that I prayed. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come to you tonight, Lord, and I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a mess, Lord. And you tell me that I'm a mess, Lord, and I'm asking you the best way I know how to be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, I now receive you as my personal Savior. And all this I ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Now the words that you use to that prayer are not that critical. What is important is the thoughts and intents of your heart. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. So the Bible also says that that word of God is able to discern the very thoughts and intents of your heart. Come to Christ. Come to Christ right now, right this minute. Go to Christ. Ask him to be merciful to you, a sinner. He won't refuse you. Why would he refuse you after what he did to secure your salvation?